I'm John Berman. Welcome to the 360 podcast. It is being called the knockout game. People getting punched by strangers. We separate fact from fiction, and I speak to a woman who has a personal perspective. Let's get started. Tonight, a reality check on a story that has been getting a lot of attention nationwide. On its face, it is flat out shocking. Videos like this one showing young people seemingly randomly assaulting a stranger on the street in Pittsburgh. There have been reports of assaults similar to this one in a number of cities. Just today, a woman in Brooklyn was punched in the face by a stranger. Police are investigating it as a possible case of the knockout game. That's what some people are calling these attacks. A brutal game where kids and teenagers assault random strangers for no other reason than the thrill. Question is this an actual trend or just a catchy label? CNN's Pamela Brown has been investigating.
It's shocking to watch, but this is happening, whether the victim is walking down the street like this or taking public transportation like this unsuspecting rider. These videos from surveillance cameras show people being sucker punched by people who are believed to be complete strangers.
Well, unprovoked attacks on strangers are not new. The question of whether these could be part of the so-called knockout game, where a person punches a stranger with the goal of knocking them unconscious in a single blow, has captured the attention of law enforcement.
We're trying to prevent it from becoming widespread by taking action at this point in time.
But authorities say they don't know if this is part of a larger phenomenon.
It's very difficult to say because these kinds of incidents are classified as either simple assault or aggravated assault, perhaps even robbery. But there have been a handful that could fall into this category.
Police in Missouri and New Jersey are currently linking two deaths to the knockout game, a Vietnamese man in St. Louis in 2011 and a homeless man in Hoboken this September. This surveillance video shows the suspects in Hoboken walking away. Attacks have been reported in at least four states and the District of Columbia in the last 3 years. Just this month in Brooklyn, New York, two elderly women were attacked. They're among at least seven people who have been attacked in New York this year. Police are investigating at least one of those cases as a hate crime because the victim is Jewish. Despite speculation otherwise, authorities say there is no evidence so far that any of the attacks are racially motivated. In Philadelphia, police say a group of teens recently jumped a passerby walking into this pizza joint. Police arrested a 15-year-old and 17-year-old in that case. Now the victim wants answers from his attackers.
It's not like they're going and getting anything from them. They're just doing it for spite, for fun. It's not good for the neighborhood or for any community.
In some cities, police are reluctant to link this recent pattern of behavior to the knockout game because the evidence doesn't support it, or perhaps because of a concern that bringing attention to it will breed copycats.
The press has named it a so-called knockout game. We don't discount that exists. It's a possibility. We've investigated and we continue to investigate.
Whether the knockout game is real or not, the penalty for these crimes can be stiff. In St. Louis, where the victim was killed, the 20-year-old suspect was sentenced to life in prison. Pamela Brown, CNN, New York.